climb. Lord, I praise, I lift you high. I will sing hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Lord. Yes, you are the source of my supply. Lord, I praise, I lift you high. I will sing hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Yes, I will sing hallelujah. I will sing, oh, Lord. I will sing hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Because you are the source of my supply. Lord, I praise, I lift you high. I will sing hallelujah, oh Lord. Hallelujah, 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 oh Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I praise, I lift you high. I will sing hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I praise, I lift you high. I will sing hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Yes, I will sing hallelujah. I will sing, oh, Lord. I will sing hallelujah. Oh, Lord. You are the source of my supply. Praise, I lift you high. I will sing hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Oh, can somebody shout hallelujah in this place today? Hallelujah. I feel the joy of the Lord falling fresh on me. I feel the joy of the Lord delivering me. I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost me. I feel the joy of the Lord falling fresh on me. I feel the joy of the Lord delivering me. I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost all over me. Oh yes, I feel the joy of the Lord falling fresh on me. I feel the joy of the Lord delivering me. I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost all over me. Joy of the Lord delivering me. I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost all over me. Oh yes, I have been loose, I've been set free. Pardon me a moment while I have a jubilee. I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost all over me. Oh yes, I have been loose, I've been set free. Pardon me a moment while I have a jubilee. I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost. moment while I have a jubilee. I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost all over me. Oh, hallelujah. Come and praise Him tonight. Well, I get joy when I think about what He's done for me. I get joy when I think about how He set me free. I get joy when I think about what He's done for me, what the Lord has done for me. Yes, I get joy when I think about what He's done for me. I get joy when I think about how He set me free. I get joy when I think about what He's done for me, what the Lord has done for me. Cause you don't know like I know what He's done for me. No, you don't know like I know how He set me free. Oh, you don't know like I know what He's done for me, what the Lord has done for me. No, you don't know like I know what He's done for me. Oh, how He set me free. Oh, you don't know like I know what He's done for me, what the Lord has done for me. Yes, I get joy when I think about what He's done for me. I get joy when I think about how He set me free. I get joy when I think about what He's done for me, what the Lord has done for me. He healed my body, that's what He's done for me. Please heal my body, how He set me free. He's healed my body, that's what He's done for me, what the Lord has done for me. So I get joy when I think about what He's done for me. Yes, I get joy when I think about how He set me free. Oh, I get joy when I think about what He's done for me, what the Lord has done for me. He gave me the Holy Ghost, that's what He's done for me. Well, He gave me the Holy Ghost, that's how He set me free. He gave me the Holy Ghost, that's what He's done for me, what the Lord has done for me. Oh, I get joy when I think about what He's done for me. I get joy when I think about how He set me free. I get joy when I think about what He's done for me, what the Lord has done for me. He forgave me of my sin, that's what He's done for me. He forgave me of my sin, that's how He set me free. He forgave me of my sin, that's what He's done for me, what the Lord has done for me. Yes, I get joy when I think about what He's done for me. I get joy when I think about how He's done for me. Yes, I get joy when I think about what He's done for me, what the Lord has done for me. Now God's not dead, He's alive. God's not dead, you know He's alive. Now God's not dead, He's alive. I feel it when I walk, and I feel it when I talk, and I feel Him in my hands, feel Him in my feet, feel Him in my heart, feel Him all over me. God's not dead, He's alive. Oh, our God's not dead. Oh, our God's not dead. No, He's alive. Our God's not dead, He's alive. Can you feel Him when you walk? Can you feel Him when you talk? Can you feel Him in your hands? Can you feel Him in your feet? Can you feel Him in your heart? I feel Him all over me. God's not dead, He's alive. Oh, our God's not dead. No, our God's not dead. Our God's not dead, He's alive. I feel Him when I walk, and I feel Him when I talk, and I feel Him in my hands, feel Him in my feet, feel Him in my heart, feel Him all over me. Alive. And He's God in the Father, God in the Son, God in the Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, one. I know God is God, and God don't ever I know God is God, and Jesus is his name. He's God when the lightning flashes, God when the thunder rolls, God way up in heaven, and he's God down in my soul. I know God is God. I know God is God, and Jesus is his name. Well, you can read it in your Bible, search it through and through. You'll find there's only one God, you won't find the other two. I know God is God. I know God is God, and Jesus is his name. Well, he's God in Oklahoma, he's God in Tennessee, he's God right here in Corcoran, and he's God all over me. I know God is God. I know God is God, and Jesus is his name. Well, he's God up on the platform, he's God back at the door, he's God in the corner, and he's God all over this floor. I know God is God. I know God is God, and Jesus is his name. And he's God in the old book, he's God in the new, and when you get the Holy Ghost, he'll be God in you too. I know God is God. I know God is God, and Jesus is his name. He's God in the Father, he's God in the Son, he's God in the Holy Ghost. Oh, these three are one. I know God is God. I know God is God, and Jesus is his name. Well, call us holy rollers, always making fun, but when they get the Holy Ghost, they're going to speak in other tongues. I know God is God. I know God is God, and Jesus is his name. Oh yes, he's God in the Father, he's God in the Son, he's God in the Holy Ghost. Oh, these three are one. I know God is God. I know God is God, and Jesus is his name. Flashes, God when the thunder rolls, God way up in heaven, and he's God down in my soul. I know God is God. I know never to change. I know God is God, and Jesus is his name. He's God in Oklahoma, God in Tennessee, he's God right here in Corcoran, and he's God all over me. I know God is God. I know never change. I know God is God, and Jesus is his name. He's God in the old book, he's God in the new, and when you get the Holy Ghost, he'll be God in you too. I know God is God. I know God is God, and Jesus is his name. Yes, he's God in the Father, God in the Son, God in the Holy Ghost. All these three are one. I know God is God. I know God is God, and Jesus is his name. Oh,
hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. Oh, throughout the house, let's lift our hands. Oh, let's lift our voices unto the Lord. Shout with the voice of triumph tonight. Oh, that's what we come to do. We come to shout. We come to worship. We come to magnify his holy name. Oh, praises to our God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Say Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful name. The name above every name in heaven and on earth. Amen. There's something about that name, church. There's something about that name. How many believe that tonight? Something happens. Amen. When you call upon that name, something happens when you're baptized in that name. Oh, do you remember? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, once again, let's love him. Amen. Oh, we love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We want to see a mighty move of the Holy Ghost tonight. Oh, that's what we come to. Oh, to have a mighty move. Amen. Oh, the miraculous. Oh, we come to see the healing. Let there be healing. Oh, miracles in the house tonight. Oh, in the name of Jesus, it's all in your name. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. How many are excited to be back in the house of the Lord tonight? Oh, are you truly excited? I know God's excited.
Jesus excited. How about you? Amen, amen, amen. We do have prayer requests here tonight. We want to continue praying for Sister. We want to pray for Sister Sharon Henry tonight, sick in body. Also for the Abner Campo family are still sick in body. We want to pray for them for a healing upon their bodies. Also for Sister Angie Rocha, sick in body. Also for Sister Hale, want to continue praying for her for recovery. Also for Sister Mary Salgado for recovery in Jesus' name. How many believe God's more than able? God's a healer. Amen. Thank God for his healing power. Also, Eliza Williams, a special need is missing. But God, pray that God will minister and lead them. Amen. In Jesus' name. Only, amen. God is God. Also for Yvette and Blake, Yvette Munoz and Blake Molina, they were here this morning. Want to pray for them for salvation, and that God will minister to them in Jesus' name. Amen. Leonard Rodriguez, also for salvation and a special need. Also by the uplifting of hands here tonight, if you have a need, want to bring your need before the Lord. Also want to pray for the word of the Lord as it goes forward tonight, that the power of his Holy Spirit will minister to everyone that is here in Jesus' name. The offering baskets are ready. We want to pray for our offering here tonight. Let's unite together on behalf of these needs here tonight in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come before you here tonight once again believing, my God, that you are a miracle worker, my God. You are the healer and the great physician. You know every need here in the house. We pray on behalf of Sister Sharon Henry tonight, Adrian Campos' family tonight, Sister Angie Rocha, Sister Hale, and Sister Mary for the recovery. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus, let your virtue flow through their bodies. By the stripes upon your back, your healing power, my God, you're more than able in Jesus' name. We're thanking you right now for a complete healing upon their bodies. Also for Eliza Williams tonight, you know the need, my God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you'll minister and make a way. Also for Yvette and Munoz and Blake Molina who are here this morning, we pray in Jesus' name that your Holy Spirit will minister to them and continue doing a work in their hearts, that you will draw them back to New Life Tabernacle where they belong in the name of Jesus. Also for Leonard Rodriguez tonight, who's in need of salvation. You know the need in his life as well. We pray once again that you will dispatch your angels to minister, my God, and to draw him to a heart of repentance. Lord, also for every uplifted hand in the house, you know every need of your people here today. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus also for your offering that we give unto thee. We thank you in advance for your word that's going to do a mighty work here tonight. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise, church. Oh, let's thank him. Oh, as we give to you tonight, let's love the Lord and worship him.
Well, it's that Holy Ghost and fire keeping me alive. He's keeping me alive. Oh, and it's up in my hands, and it's keeping me alive. Keeping me alive, keeping me alive. It's up in my hands, and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. Yes, it's that Holy Ghost and fire keeping me alive. Keeping me alive, keeping me alive. Well, that Holy Ghost and fire keeping me alive. Oh, Jesus is keeping me alive. And it's down in my feet, and it's keeping me alive. Keeping me alive, keeping me alive. It's down in my feet, and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. That Holy Ghost and fire keeping me alive. Keeping me alive, keeping me alive. It's the Holy Ghost and fire keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. And it's down in my heart, and it's keeping me alive. Keeping me alive, keeping me alive. It's down in my heart, and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. Yes, it's the Holy Ghost and fire keeping me alive. keeping me alive. And it's all over me, and it's keeping me alive. Keeping me alive, keeping me alive. It's all over me, and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. Yes, it's that Holy Ghost and fire. And fire is keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive.
Oh, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Oh, do you feel him in the house? Oh, do you feel him in your hands? Do you feel him in your feet? Do you feel him in your heart? Do you feel him all over you? Oh, it's the Holy Ghost and fire. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God, praise God, praise God. I feel good tonight. Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Praise God. Amen. Did anyone accept a commitment for the challenge here this morning? Amen. God is always looking for somebody that will step up to the plate. Amen. But not just what you want to do. Amen. But God's looking for someone that's willing to do whatever needs to be done. Amen. Those are the ones that are going to be used in the kingdom of God. Amen. I had someone, and you can be seated if you would like. I had someone years ago come to me. They wanted to be used. And they let me know what they wanted to be used in and for. And I said, well, that sounds good. But when I gave them something to do, it was so beneath them, they weren't willing to do it. God does not elevate by what we want to do. But God elevates us because we're willing to do whatever we need to do. Amen. And God's looking for some to step up to the plate and say, I'll be used. Doesn't matter what I need to do. Just I want to be used. And then God moves you from there. I've oftentimes told my own testimony as a young man. I went to my pastor and I remember letting him know I want to be used. I want God to use me. And so he started using me. Not always in the limelight. Sometimes it's being used and nobody knows what you're doing. I remember one time I had told the pastor, I said, Pastor, we need someone to mow these lawns. Doesn't look too good on a Sunday morning when the lawn is overgrown. And he said, well, he said, who do you think we ought to have mow the lawn? And I said, I don't know. He said, what about you? Hello? And then I remember I was out mowing the lawn and someone had gone and broken several sprinklers. And I went to him and I said, man, there's several sprinklers I see that's broken. I said, we need to have someone fix the sprinklers. He said, well, why don't you fix them? I've never done them before. He said, this is a good time to learn. And I fixed all the sprinklers. It was a good time to learn. He was teaching me something. And I'll never forget when I started being used. You know, you don't start out on the top. I remember cleaning toilets. I remember cleaning the baptistry. I remember pushing a vacuum cleaner. I remember pulling weeds. I remember going on outreach by myself. I remember my wife and I taking the horns of the altar, and I'll use that term, our Sunday bus driver, he was also over at the outreach, and he went on a several-week vacation, and my wife and I, we just said, we'll do it. We will do it. And I remember talking with the young man that was over it, and I said, now you're going to have to give me, you got to inform me, give me some information. Where is the bus route? Where do you go? He says, well, he gave me the locations. He said, but I want you to know, he says, we maybe about 12 people we're picking up. I said, only 12? He said, yeah, we've saturated the complex, and we're picking up about 12. I said, okay. And I remember telling my wife, I said, we're going to fill this bus. And then when so-and-so gets back, he's going to have a full bus. And sure enough, my wife and I, the very first week, we went out and we knocked doors. I remember one of the mothers came out of the apartment complex and she says, you're just bribing these kids. I said, you're right. I'm bribing them to come to church. I was giving them candy. And we filled the bus. Now, it wasn't a 36-passenger what we've got, but it was one of those big ones that seats about 80 people. We filled it up. And when the individual returned, and I told him, I said, you're going to have to take a little more time picking kids up. He said, well, why is that? And I said, because we've had the bus full. And he says, well, you're going to have to tell me where to go. I said, they go to a bus stop. I said, they go to a bus stop for school. And so they are going to a bus stop for the church. And so he filled the bus and he couldn't believe it. Amen. I'm telling you what it takes is commitment. It takes commitment. This is what I'm going to do. I remember the pastor was doing our leadership at the beginning of the year, and I remember him turning to me and saying, you're gonna be over ladies auxiliary. And I looked at him and I said, ladies? He said, well, he says, one of these days you're gonna have to know how all these departments work. He knew something I didn't know. And I remember my wife and I was over it. I was in charge. But I remember that year we started fundraising for the church. And I'm telling you what, we had some fundraisers that church never, amen, have ever experienced. And I'm telling you, commitment goes a long ways. Amen. And commitment will cause God to take notice. And when God takes notice, look out. Amen. I wasn't cleaning the toilets any longer. I wasn't cleaning the baptistry tank any longer. Amen. But I was now the assistant pastor because somebody made a commitment. Amen. I'm telling you what. You know what God's looking for? God's looking for some young men that want to lead songs. Yes, Lord. I just wonder if they heard it. God's looking for somebody that'll lead a song in a song service. Oh, well, that's Brother Lamb's place. That's Brother Hale's place. No. God's looking for somebody else that's going to step up to the plate. Oh, yeah. I thank God for every musician that we have in the church. I do. I thank God. Amen. And I'm not going to give anybody a big head, but some of you stepped up to the plate. You've been practicing. Amen. You've been playing now. And you know what? We need more musicians. We need more piano players. We need more that can play an organ. We need more that can play the bass. We need more that can play the guitar. We need more that can play the drums. These positions are not in concrete. Amen. We're looking for somebody that's saying, I want to be involved. I want to make a commitment. I'm going to practice. Oh, yeah. That's what God's looking for. Amen. I didn't get to finish my message here this morning, but I'm telling you, God is looking for young people, adults, to make a commitment like they've never made it before. Someone did ask me, they said, what's my first step? Get a prayer life. Get a prayer life. Not just when it's convenient, but even when it's not convenient. Amen. What are you doing, Pastor? I'm working on this generation of the next leaders among us. Amen. God's looking for some young people. Amen. New converts that step up to the plate and says, you know what? I made a commitment. I want God to use me. I want to be a part of this. I want to be a part of the team that makes this all happen. I remember years ago, we were in a preacher's meeting at our home church, and I remember the pastor stepping up pastors, everyone's different. They do what they feel needs to be done. But I remember hearing my pastor talk to us young men that were feeling a call into the ministry. And he said, look, he said, don't wait to step behind that pulpit to think that your ministry has began. He says, but your ministry's already begun. What are you doing with it? Are you winning souls? He says, don't think that this pulpit needs another preacher. He said, that's my place. That's what he told us. He said, you need to go find your own place to preach. And so I did. I remember going to the convalescent home. Now, we don't have one here in Corcoran. But I remember going to the convalescent home every week and preaching to some elderly people that was in wheelchairs and some barely could hobble in. And there were many of them that as I would speak to them were asleep. But I kept going. I kept going. I kept going. Amen. What is it? It's commitment. It's commitment. It's commitment. It's commitment. Amen. And God honors commitment. Maybe, I got to thinking about this today. I said, maybe because of my experience in the convalescent home ministering to the elderly, that most of them fell asleep on me. It don't shock me when we got some in the church today that fall asleep on me. Amen. But what is this? It's commitment. It's making a commitment, sticking to your commitment, and letting God use you. It doesn't matter how long you've been in the church. It doesn't matter how long you've had the Holy Ghost. God is looking for someone to make a commitment that you're going to do everything that you can for the kingdom of God. Start winning souls and see what starts happening in your personal life. God's not looking for someone that knows how to quote the scripture. God's not looking for someone that knows, amen, how to teach a Bible study. God's just looking for somebody to open up your mouth and tell them about His goodness. God's just looking for somebody that will witness to somebody else and let them know you're excited about living for God. You need to come with me. Oh, yes, He does. That's what He's looking for. Amen. There is so much potential in this house alone. Amen. How many are willing to take that commitment? Amen. Thank God. Amen. What I felt here this morning, I felt a confirmation by God in what I preached. I felt it in my own spirit. Amen. God's talking to hearts, and I'm thankful, amen, for that here today, that we're listening to the voice of God. Amen. What a different church we can be. Oh, hallelujah. What a difference it can make. Not only in this church, but at your home. Amongst your friends, amongst your peers. When I make a commitment to God, things happen. Amen. Thank God for his presence that we feel even in this house here tonight. Amen. Brother Moran already announced we're starting our Thursday night services once again. And we are prepping, amen, for revival. Amen. I'm talking about an evangelist. And I'm telling you what, these last 2 years, evangelists were rare. And mainly because of the pandemic. But you know what? It's time for revival. It's time for revival. We can have revival without an evangelist. Amen. But it's up to you. Praise God. So, as mentioned, we'll be starting this week. We'll be starting our Thursday night services. Let's be faithful. Let's have revival. Let's come with an intention that we, as a body of believers, we're going to make it happen in the spirit. And when those walk through our doors, they're going to feel God. They're going to feel God. Why? Because we are going to make the difference. We are going to see to it that the Spirit of the Lord begins to move. Amen. And do you believe that? Do you want that to happen? It might just be your family that walks through those doors. Oh, yeah. It just might be your friends that walk through those doors that come to this altar who gets filled with the Holy Ghost, even as they stand in a pew or sit in a pew. Amen. That's what I'm hungry for. That's what I want to see God do. Amen. As Brother Hell comes to preach, oh, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise.
Amen. With that clap, can you lift your voice? Hallelujah. Savior, we love you. God, we want you to move. God, we want more of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm excited. Amen. Is anybody excited tonight? Amen. I'm excited for what God's going to do. Amen. Does anybody have faith tonight? Does anybody have faith tonight? Amen. I believe that anything can happen. Anything can happen. If I can draw your attention to Jeremiah chapter 32. Jeremiah chapter 32 and verse number 27. And then we will also turn to Matthew chapter 19 and verse number 26. Jeremiah 32 and verse number 27. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything too hard for me? And if you can flip over to Matthew chapter number 19 and verse number 26. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. To you, it might be impossible. It might be too complicated. With men, it's impossible, but with God all things are possible. One more time, can you put your Bible down? Can you lift your voice and ask the Lord to talk to each and every heart here tonight? Savior, we come before you once again. Lord, we're hungry for a word from you. I pray, Lord, tonight that you anoint my lips of clay. God, help me tonight to deliver what I feel, God, upon my heart tonight. Lord, Lord, we want revival like never before. Lord, I pray that there would be a fire that would be ignited in the hearts of your people like never before. I pray, let that desire begin to burn. Let that desire begin to grow. Lord, do as you so desire to do here in this house tonight, God, and we're going to give you the glory, the honor, and all the praise for it in the precious name of Jesus. Oh, one more time, can you give the Lord a hand clap of praise? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated here tonight. Again, it's already been mentioned. It's already been said today. But welcome to 2022. Happy New Year's to everybody. I hope you had a good New Year's. I know the young people, we had a fun time hanging out down here at the church. 2022, it's a new year. Amen. And it can be the best year you have ever had, but it is up to you. It's up to you. What kind of year are you going to have? It can be the same old, same old. It can be the same old you. Or it can be a new you. It can be a new you. A new year. A great year. A year of revival, but the choice is yours. Young people, you can have the greatest revival that this church has ever seen in the youth group, but it is up to you. Amen. Marriage department, you can have the greatest revival that you have ever had in the marriage group. Hey, but it's up to you. Are you willing to get on board? Are you willing to do a little bit more? Are you willing to push a little bit harder? Are you willing to sacrifice a little bit more? Or are you going to be satisfied and stay the same? The choice is yours. Somebody say, it's my choice. It's my choice. I know this is old news, and I really don't like it. But 5 years ago, if I told you that America would shut down, schools would shut down, businesses would close up and shut their doors, churches would not be able to operate that the way they were normally operating, masks would be everywhere in America, people would stay home, you would have said, you're crazy, but now we look around and we know this is the world that we live in. This happened in America. So now, when somebody says anything can happen, I think we look at that a little bit different. You look at it differently. Anything can take place. Anything can happen. Boy, has anything happened around here. Tell your neighbor, anything is possible. Anything can happen. Do you truly believe that tonight? I'm not talking about this world so much, but I'm talking about an apostolic church. An apostolic church that's filled with the Spirit. Amen. Where the Spirit of God is present. Anything can happen. As we usher in the year 2022, anything can happen. You know what I say? I say it's time for revival. It's time for revival. We know this is a time of change. It's the new year. People want to make New Year's resolutions. They want to change their life and all that, and that's all good and great. And I'm not here so much to preach on that, but what I want to talk about is more spiritual. Get healthy. That's good for you. Amen. But I want revival. I want apostolic revival. Amen. It is time to fan the flames of revival like never before. Amen. Tell your neighbor again, anything is possible. Amen. Are you really saying it? Or are you just whispering it? Come on, tell your neighbor, anything is possible. Amen. Do you really believe it? Amen. Pastor felt to have us bring pictures up here. Anything is possible. Amen. Do you believe that God can save your family? Or did you just bring a picture just to do it because somebody said it? Amen. What did you bring a picture for? So nobody would look up here and say, wow, I don't see this person. I guess they don't want to see them saved. Or did you actually bring a picture up there, up here because you have a burden for them? You have a burden for them. And you want to see God save their soul. Anything is possible. I believe that with all my heart. Amen. We've had some good years behind us, but the best is yet before us. And anything is possible. Why? Because I serve the one true living God. Amen. Hallelujah. It's all in Him. Everything we need, everything we desire, everything we're seeking for, it's all in Him. It's all because of Him. It's all by Him. Luke 1 and 37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Amen. You have a mountain in your life? You have a situation in your life? Nothing's impossible. It's a new year. It's a new year. What do you want God to do this year? What are you believing God to do this year? We won't talk about 2020, but we can talk about 2021. It was kind of getting back the way it kind of was. It was a struggle for some. It may have been a good year for you, but the best is still before you. Are you going to make up in your mind, just like Pastor Hell preached here today? The challenge is before you. You have an adversary that wants you to be comfortable right where you were. Hey, COVID has crippled too many people. I can even say COVID has crippled too many apostolics. You've gotten to a rut. I'm telling you, it's time to get out of the rut and be apostolic again like never before. Amen. You can say the best is behind you. You can be stagnant all you want. But I believe there's a people in the house tonight. We're not satisfied. Hey, we are grateful. We are thankful for the past, for the memories, the memorials we can draw back on. But the best is still before us. Our greatest revival is yet before us. And we're striving. We're pushing. We're hungry. Don't get satisfied where you are. Don't get complacent where you are. I don't know what the future holds. I don't know what the government might want to try and say and do. But I'm telling you, the government doesn't control revival. God is in control. God has the final say. But what can happen is we can fall into the lies of the enemy. Well, we've got to do this and we've got... No, we've got to do what the Bible says. Amen. We've got to pray. Amen. We've got to have a burden. I don't know what the future holds. I don't know what tomorrow holds. But I know the one. I have a relationship with the one that holds my tomorrow. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm thankful for the past. I'm thankful for the past. I'm thankful for what God has done. I'm thankful for what God has blessed us with. Are you thankful tonight? Hey, I'm thankful for it. And don't get me wrong. Don't misinterpret what I'm saying. I'm thankful for it. But I'm not satisfied. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But I'm not satisfied. God, I want more. I need more. I desire more. Hallelujah. Oh, do you really want it? Is it more than just an amen? Is it more than just a hand clap? Or is there a desire that's welling up within you? It's burning within you. God, I want more. I desire more. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I talked to the young people on Friday night just for a little bit. And I can tell you, I feel this. Amen. I feel that there's some young people that really want this. Amen. There's a youth group here that really wants revival. Amen. The youth group is ready to ignite the fire like never before. Amen. But are there any moms and dads? Are there any marrieds? Amen. Are there any elders that want to get on board with the young people and say 2020, it's a time to ignite the fire like never before. It's time to fan the flames like never before.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It doesn't matter how you ended 2021. It doesn't matter. I'm telling you, it's a new year. It's time for revival. Amen. You might be dead. You might be cold. You might be indifferent. But I'm telling you, it's time. The challenge is before us. It's time to get up. It's time to shake off that spirit of complacency. Some of you have been asleep for far too long. It takes every other service to get you on your feet. It's time to shake it off. Amen. If you don't want to shake it off, it's all right, because those doors are getting ready to open and they're coming in. You better watch out, because you might lose your place. It's all right. Hey, and I'm not looking out there. A majority of people are standing. I'm just saying it for what I'm saying. Amen. But you might just want to be careful. You might not just have a seat, and you might end up having to stand. So you might as well get used to standing anyhow. Amen. Because there's not going to be room for you to sit there and go to sleep on your pastor. Take your nap at home, because there's going to be a whole bunch of souls that are going to fill the house. You're not going to be able to go to sleep, baby. Nap time's over. Because this is an apostolic church that's ready where anything can happen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey man, I don't know the song. I was just telling somebody the other day, I was listening to a message online, and there was an elder that was preaching at a youth conference, and God gave him these words, and he told the music director who was doing it. He said, here, I wrote these words out. I don't know how to do music or nothing. Here, take these words and put them to music. Make it a song for me. And I'm preaching this conference. We're going to do it for altar call. So they did it. And it sounded really good. There was a part, though. I don't have all the words. I don't know the words. But there's one part that I remember. It was about, do you have your tambourine? A part of the verse. Some of you might know the song. They put the verses to the chorus of There Is a Sound. Anybody know that song? There is a sound. You may not know it. Anyway, they put it to that. And the one of the verse was, we're going to shake our tambourines in the face of the enemy and shout our victory. Yeah. 2022, it's victory time. 2022, it's revival time. 2022, we're igniting the flame. We're going to stir it up like never before. Devil, you thought you had us. You thought you could shut the church down. You thought you could take our praise. Hey, we're in a battle. Pastor said it today. We're in a battle. The battle's never going to stop. It doesn't matter if you want to cower and to hide. The battle's still going to go on. But what's going to happen when you cower and you hide? What's your family going to do? What's your loved ones going to do? I'm not hiding. I'm not backing down. It's time. It's revival time. It's harvest time. I don't have one with me right now. I'll just grab this piece of paper and act like it is what it is. Friday night, we were here at a church roster. And I was taking attendance like I always do, see what young people are here, which ones are not here, which is protocol. And as I was getting ready to start, we're going to start our mini youth service, the thought came to my mind. This is a church roster that I'm using for the young people. But why couldn't this be a youth roster with that many names? Why not? Why not? It should be. It should be. Then you know what else came to my mind? Which I told the young people. This facility. Thank God for blessing us with it. I know pastor has bigger dreams, bigger visions. But you know what came to my mind as I was standing here with our good young people? What came to my mind is, why couldn't this facility become the youth chapel that would seat 429 young people? And we had a bigger facility right over here. Amen. For all the marrieds and the elders. Because we're so full. We ain't got the room. Why not? What does your faith say? What does your faith say? I'm saying anything can happen. Anything can happen. You ain't gonna believe this. You ain't gonna believe this. I pulled this out to act like it was a roster. God knows. I didn't know what was in here. There's a stack of stuff in here. A stack of songs. I pulled out the one that was on the very top. The one that was very on top. I did not plan this. You know what this song is? Nothing's too big for my God. You want a confirmation? There it is. What do you want God to do? What do you want God to do? I'm going back to my sugar stick. I don't care. I didn't put a picture of Angel Correa up on here because somebody else did. So I held on to my picture. But you know what I felt when I was praying? I still have my picture of Angel Carrillo. But I started praying. And I started, when I was studying for this, and I started praying and thinking about faith and looking at things differently in 2022. You know what I see in this picture right here? I see a backslider that's living in sin right there. Right? That's what it looks like in that picture. So you know what I did? I went and I searched through a whole bunch of pictures. And you won't be able to see it very good, but I sent it to Brother Carrillo. I found a picture of Angel Carrillo in the altars praying through to the Holy Ghost. This is when he prayed through at the West facility. And I felt, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tape it to the back of the picture of him like this. And every time I pray, when I pull it out, I'm not going to look at that. I'm going to flip it over and I'm going to start claiming it. I'm going to start thanking God for him in the altar one more time. Anything can happen. Anything can happen. If he's done it once, he can do it again. Come on, is there any faith in the house tonight? Come on, you got to build your faith. One can set a forest on fire. But what would happen if we had about 15 matches that would ignite in this house? Look out, Corcoran, look out. Look out, backslider, look out. Look out, lost loved one, look out. I don't care what they're saying. I don't care how involved in sin they are. I don't care what they're doing. Nothing is too big for my God. You got to ignite the fire that's within you. It might be dwindling, but it's 2022. It's a new year. Fan the flame.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. I feel faith in the house tonight. Pastor preached it this morning. The challenge is before us. I'm telling you, God has done it before. God wants to do it again. I said, God wants to do it again. It's time for miracles. God's not done moving. God's not done pouring out His Spirit. God's not done. He's still moving. He's still breaking chains. He's still tearing down walls. I'm telling you right now, amen, at somebody's home, they can begin to cry out right now. Come on, how bad do you want it? Do you want it more than anything else? God, I want more. I want more. I want you to move. I want a breakthrough. I want an anointing. You gotta seek for it. You gotta press for it. You gotta fight for it. Anything, anything can happen. See you.